With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. The Montana Health Department today confirms 362 new COVID-19 cases, but no additional deaths. Despite lowering cases in some communities, local health officials caution Montanans against getting too complacent. Edward O'Brien reports.
Gallatin County's 7-day rolling average for new COVID-19 cases for Thursday was 30.5 cases per 100,000. That's a 15% decrease from just a week ago and a far cry from the 75 cases per 100,000 back in early December.
We're in a better place, but we're not out of the woods yet.
That's Gallatin City County Health Officer Matt Kelly. Kelly told reporters Friday that metrics for Gallatin County's testing capacity, case positivity, reported COVID cases in long-term care facilities, and hospital bed capacity are all trending in the right direction. The Gallatin City County Health Board this week voted to allow businesses to remain open until 2 a.m. instead of 10 p.m. A mask order and business capacity requirements are still in place. Kelly says it was a difficult and risky decision. He says the board won't hesitate to revisit it if need be.
They did it once. We defended it in court once, and we'll do it again if we need to.
Lewis and Clark Public Health, meanwhile, has lowered quarantine times for individuals exposed to COVID-19 from 15 to 10 days in line with CDC guidance. This after the number of positive cases has fallen in recent weeks in Lewis and Clark County. Valley County health officials, however, say their community is, quote, headed in the wrong direction, end quote. Health officials in that northeast Montana county report at least 58 active cases. In a strongly worded Facebook post Thursday, they said younger people are refusing to cooperate with testing, isolation, quarantine, and contact tracing measures. The agency statement read in part, quote, "We have people who claim to be patriots but neglect to acknowledge their responsibility to participate in a civilized society the way that best protects everyone, especially those who are vulnerable," end quote. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Heavy snowfall combined with wind has prompted several avalanche warnings around Montana. The Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Center has issued a backcountry avalanche warning for the Bridger Range through Saturday morning. The Flathead Avalanche Center has also issued an avalanche warning for the Flathead, Whitefish, and Swan Ranges and Glacier National Park. The Flathead Center warns that new and drifted snow are overloading fragile and reactive weak layers and will easily trigger large, wide, and deadly avalanches. This warning is in effect until Saturday morning. A bill to expand carrying options for concealed firearms in public places, including universities, is headed to the governor's desk in Montana. MTPR's Shaley Rager reports.
On a near party line vote, the House of Representatives approved sending House Bill 102 to Governor Greg Gianforte's desk for consideration. The bill, carried by Republican Representative Seth Burgley of Joliet, would allow people to carry concealed firearms without a permit in most locations and with a permit in state and local government buildings. It also limits universities' ability to regulate guns on campus. The bill was amended from its original draft to allow judges to prohibit concealed carry in areas of courthouses, to allow campuses to regulate guns at some events, and to strike out the penalty for carrying a concealed weapon without a permit in bars or restaurants where alcohol is sold. House Bill 102 could reach Gianforte's desk as soon as Monday. I'm Shaley Rager, Montana Public Radio News.